Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to learn about something brand new and that I know nothing about. And this is very fun to have in studio with us today, Rachel Von Ruden. She's the Provider Relationship Manager with Trellis, and she's going to tell us something about a division or a program, a service that they have called Juniper, which is really something I think that our listeners will love. So I'm doing a terrible job of explaining what your company is. Rachel, first of all, welcome. Thank you for coming in studio.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So Trellis, people have heard because we've done some interviews with your organization. And for people that don't know what Trellis is, it had another name not too long ago that maybe people would recognize.
Yes, we changed our name about a year ago to Trellis. And before we were known as Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging. And we changed our name back in 2021 because we're still an area agency on aging. We still do all the same wonderful things that an area agency on aging does as far as information and assistance, caregiver support, and supporting community organizations that support older adults. But we don't just serve the metro area anymore. We actually serve the whole state of Minnesota, and we have collaborations with other states across the country like North Dakota, Texas, Illinois, and Maine. And that's happening through our work with Juniper. And Juniper is a network of healthy living classes for Minnesotans to help with getting fit, staying upright, keeping our balance, preventing falls, managing chronic conditions, and support for caregiving.
So this is really an important topic as we're heading into the spring. And it really is a time, I think, when people take stock of, gosh, I want to get out, I want to enjoy the world. And you, as people that are in Trellis, you really do want people to live the best life they can live, whatever that looks like for each individual person. So this is just another way where they can take charge of their health and their life.
Absolutely. We want everyone to have the tools to live the life that they want to live. And a lot of us, retirement looks different than it did maybe when my grandparents retired several years ago.
Tell me what that means.
Yeah. So the old vision of retirement used to be you kind of quit working and then you just kind of sit at home. And that's not what people are doing anymore. A lot of people are out there volunteering or maybe picking up part-time jobs and continuing to work part-time. My partner, he's been working with a woman who retired from US Bank at Target on the weekends for the last 15 years because she just wanted something to do and wanted an activity. People are volunteering at their local hospitals. My mother did that before the pandemic. And we're also living longer than we used to.
And so I see how that does change what your retirement can look like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so since we're living longer, we want to stay healthy and active for as long as possible. And for every person that looks different and for every person, they have different interest levels. But this is a really important topic, especially after the pandemic, because I don't know about you, Mo, but in 2020, I went from being out in the community, out and about, really active to staying in my house all the time. And I would go for walks in my neighborhood, but I wasn't going to the gym. I wasn't meeting up with friends to go out for lunch or go shopping. I wasn't gathering with family for activities. I wasn't going to the office. So I just wasn't as active as I had been before. And even those small amounts of activity throughout the day add up to a certain level of activity, of movement that keeps us fit and strong. And even small changes in those activity levels can have a big impact on our overall health and strength and balance. And that's really what we've seen with the pandemic. And that's what a lot of health professionals are concerned about is we've all been sitting at home, which we needed to do to stay safe. But as a consequence, we're not as strong as we used to be. So this year, in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health and the Minnesota Fire Marshal, Juniper is working on this No Falls campaign, really working to get the word out there for people about the need to build back up again and get stronger again.
You know, you are talking to me as a very youthful person, a young person. Has it made you think about your own old age? I mean, it's decades from now, I know, but how has this job changed the way you look at growing old?
That is a fantastic question. So my first role at Trellis was actually in the Senior Linkage Line call center, and just talking to a lot of people and that are older adults and caregivers in a variety of different health circumstances. And I really learned the importance early on of just planning for and living that intentional, healthy life that you want to have in your old age, and a little bit of planning and habit creating now makes a big impact into the future. So it really inspired me to try to instill healthy habits now in ways that work for me, and figure out what kind of exercise do I enjoy that I can maybe do as a lifelong activity, and what kind of like healthy eating habits can I put in instill now that would help me in the long term. I joke with my partner about this a lot, because he is a huge sweet tooth. And I tell him, you can eat a lot of sugar now, or you could eat a little bit of sugar for longer. And I'm definitely in the little bit of sugar for longer camp.
You know, you mentioned how you were isolated during the pandemic, and you talked about how that has changed your strength and your physical ability, but just think of what it does to our mental state as well, mm-hmm. to be isolated. It probably was a good snapshot for what some older adults must feel like on a daily basis if they're not able to get out, if they don't have people that look in on them all the time, if they aren't feeling the greatest. So mm-hmm. that's another thing I think that what you experienced probably built some empathy.
Definitely, because being at home, you just don't see, like, a lot of my during the week social network was people at work, and I just wouldn't interact with them the same way. So we wouldn't have the same water cooler talk, if you will, about what was happening in one another's lives. And so it does become a little isolating to be at home, and it does create greater empathy, which is why I'm so glad as a result of the pandemic, Juniper was able to start offering online and telephone classes in addition to our in-person, because it just opens up access for people across the state to be able to engage and participate. Because yes, our classes are for healthy living, but there is also that social aspect, because you're gathering with a group of people that have similar interests or similar concerns. And it's fun to see the different conversations that happen in our online classes. People will talk about very Minnesotan things like rhubarb, like the status of rhubarb. Or how much snow we got in the April snowstorms. And so it's fun to see that community that has grown out of the pandemic in that online format.
You know, it really has. And I know that other industries would say the same thing, but that's wonderful to hear. You mentioned the Senior Linkage Line, mm-hmm. such a treasure trove of mm-hmm. good information. Let's get that information out.
Yeah. So the Senior Linkage Line is, their phone number is 1-800-333-2433.
So as a person that used to answer that phone,
yes.
what were some of the questions that people asked? Because my understanding is you can pretty much ask anything.
You can. I once had a gentleman call because he had squirrels in his attic and he needed to get rid of them. And I had to be honest with him. I'm like, I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to have to research. And I did. And it turns out that the DNR has some great information for those with a similar issue. But probably the more common ones are the Medicare questions. Medicare is
so complicated.
So complicated. And Senior Linkage Line is such a great resource for just objective and comprehensive help. And not only looking at the Medicare, like the Medicare Advantage plan and Medigap and Part D plan options, but also looking at, based on your income, do you qualify for any financial assistance through Social Security or through the state of Minnesota? Other questions that were really common are just senior housing or long-term care services supports and what's available and how do I afford it? And looking at county programs to assist with that too. And then also caregiving. A lot of caregivers calling on behalf of a loved one, but then also they could benefit from services themselves, because caregiving is a very difficult, it's a very rewarding role, but it's also very difficult. And so it's important for those people to have support as well. Like, many of us have been on an airplane, and when we're doing the safety demonstration, they tell you, in case of an emergency, you put on your oxygen mask before helping those around you. And the same is true with caregiving. We need to make sure we're taking care of ourselves so that we can take care of others.
That's a great analogy and a great reminder to people that are listening that are caregivers, because I think that their own needs sometimes do go below who they're caring for. So yeah, great. So the Senior Linkage Line, again, a wonderful, wonderful resource. I don't know about for squirrels, but for many, many other things. And let's talk more about some of the initiatives that Juniper now is working on. You mentioned the no falls. Mm-hmm. Falls really, they're pretty easy to happen. Mm-hmm. And some of them are preventable. Mm-hmm. So, and I would assume, like, I've seen somebody fall in my own personal life, it then mushrooms into health issues, it then mushrooms into a, you know, a short-term care center, perhaps to get better. And then if that doesn't happen, then you're in a long-term mm-hmm. care, and it's strengthening and it's starting. So you want to help cut falls out altogether.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. A fall can be life-changing for a person. And we know that it's reported that 1 in 4 people over the age of 65 do fall in a year. And that's reported falls. And I don't know about you, Mo, but I fall sometimes.
I fall too.
I don't report it.
You don't?
No. I probably should. Shame on me. But I don't. So I'm wondering, sometimes I wonder if that number is really higher.
Yeah.
And more people are experiencing this issue, but we don't often talk about it because there's a lot of
stigma
around it. Yes, a lot of people are afraid that if I talk about my concerns about falls with my loved ones and with my healthcare provider, they won't think I can be independent, and they'll start to take my independence away. But really, those healthcare providers and our family and friends, they can only help if they know what's going on. And so it's important that we talk to them and explain what we need, and so they can come around and support us. But especially in Minnesota, falls are a big concern. A little bit of trivia for you. Minnesota actually ranks 4th worst in the country for fall-related deaths among older adults.
That's terrible.
4th worst in the country. And it is
because of the ice?
That's what a lot of people think. They think it's because of the ice. And if that were the case, we'd probably see an increase in fall-related deaths over the winter. But the data actually stays pretty steady throughout the year. And so what researchers think it is not necessarily the ice, but what do we do when it's cold and icy outside? Most of us will stay home. Right. So it's the same thing like I was talking about earlier with COVID and staying at home and not being as active. Those little bits of activity do make such a great impact to improve our strength and our balance and our flexibility, which is so important for fall prevention and for well-being and for balance. So that's really why we want to do this for Minnesota, get the word out there about this issue of falls. And we do have a variety of programs that help address fall prevention. We have a little bit of something for everyone. So we have 2 classes that are more discussion focused for people who maybe want to address exercise as a concern for balance improvement, but also want to talk about what are other things in my life that could be impacting my balance, like medications or foot care or things in my home I should be aware of that could influence my balance and stability.
Like a pet,
right? Like,
pets are life-giving, but yet mm-hmm. I know so many people that have tripped over their, well, my dog follows me everywhere, you know?
Yes. My fiance's mom has 3 Shih Tzus, and they all match her carpet.
Yep.
And it's treacherous.
And they all follow you around.
And they all follow you. They want to be where you are, which is wonderful. But yes, we have to be very mindful of where those pets are. We need to be mindful of, like, throw rugs. In Minnesota, we like our throw rugs to help keep the dirt outside or keep it contained. And but if those throw rugs aren't secure to the floor, they can be a tripping hazard, and we could slip on them. So that's another important thing. Lighting is important too. My father's an electrician. So conserving electricity was always a top priority in my house. But I know I fall a lot less when the lights are on. So it's important to keep the lights on just so we can see. So our classes that address some of those topics would be Matter of Balance and Stepping On. So those are both, again, more of a mixture of activity, lecture, discussion, and exercise. And the Matter of Balance meets for 8 weeks for about 2 hours a week, and Stepping On meets for 7 weeks for about 2 hours a week. And the key differences in the programs are that the Matter of Balance program focuses more on the fear of falling, because a fear of falling is a main risk factor for having a fall, because we restrict our activity when we're worried about falling. And the Stepping On class brings in more guest healthcare professionals and guest speakers to talk about medication management and community safety. We also have a few classes that are more active. So if someone's thinking, I know what I need to do with my home to help with fall prevention and helping with balance, my medications are all set, I just want an exercise class to help me with balance and stability. And we have a class called Tai Chi Chuan Moving for Better Balance that actually uses traditional Tai Chi forms as a balance training program. And it's been found to reduce the risk of falling by up to 58% and up to 67% for someone with Parkinson's disease. So it's just remarkable in its effectiveness. You might tell I'm a little biased because it is my favorite class that we offer, because I just see the benefits that people have had. And it's great for all ability levels. So there are classes where people will stay seated the whole time, classes where people will stand and follow the instructor the whole time, and classes where people will maybe sit or stand, just depending on what they need to do. And no prior Tai Chi experience is necessary. The class is progressive, so it starts off very easy and then slowly gets more difficult throughout the course of the week and that of the weeks. And that class is 24 sessions in total. And then our final class for fall prevention is in balance is called SAIL, or Stay Active and Independent for Life. And that's maybe a more traditional exercise program that people would be familiar with a combination of aerobic exercises, strength exercises, and balance exercises. And that's been shown to reduce the risk of falling by about 25%.
These are all wonderful, and many of them are found on your website, yourjuniper.org. So if you don't live in an area where this class is offered in person, you're saying many of these are offered virtually?
Absolutely. We have all of our classes are available online, and in-person availability does vary a little bit by location. We do have a class happening in Hastings at the Tilden Community Center. It isn't one of our fall prevention classes, but it is an exercise class. It's called the Arthritis Foundation Exercise Program. And that class is on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. And it's ongoing. So it's happening throughout the year. People can join at any time. So to register for that class, you can go to our website, yourjuniper.org, or you can actually call the class contact. Her name is Kelly, and her number is 612-751-9151.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
I just want to thank you for the time, Mo, and I just want to let everyone know that there's lots of great exercise and health and wellness programming out there. So there might be something that you're already doing, and that's wonderful. The important thing is that we are being active, and we're seeking out resources that align, that work well for us, for our health and well-being. And please keep us in mind for as one of those resources.
Love it. Rachel Von Ruden, she's the Provider Relationship Manager with Trellis, and Juniper is a wonderful service that Trellis offers. So take advantage of all the good things that they have going on. Even in Hastings here, this is wonderful. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.